This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Let's just get into this, shall we? There's been a few things happening. We're going to cover a lot of different things today. And we're going to start with Virginia. Virginia's all blue. And two long-awaited reports were released to the public this week that could have helped further the dialogue regarding guns in the Commonwealth of Virginia. The Virginia State Crime Commission report regarding mass killings and gun violence and the Hillard Hensey Independent Review of the May 2019 Virginia Beach killings. If you haven't been following events in Virginia, the killings in a Virginia Beach city government building on May 2019 ostensibly led the governor at that time embroiled in scandal to call for a special session of the General Assembly. Consider a just bushel of, quote, gun violence, end quote, bills. Although he conceded that none of the bills would have stopped the Virginia Beach killer, he and the Democrat legislators marched in lockstep with the Bloomberg-sponsored confiscation agenda, asserting that reducing access to lethal firearms was urgently needed. So, rather than hastily vote on the bill, the then-Republican-controlled assembly moved consideration of the bills to the Crime Commission. The commission took 2 days of testimony and reviewed the thousands of emails before issuing its report earlier this week. They were actually looking before they were going to leap. So it's no surprise that the Crime Commission's report concluded with the caveat that inconclusive evidence exists to develop recommendations. Now, since this report was commission from the Crime Commission, if you will, the Assembly has flipped from Republican control, which was generally pro-Second Amendment, to the Bloomberg Finance Democrats, who all say, we support the Second Amendment, but. And the other part is the Commission's recommendations were neither binding nor likely to carry weight in further deliberations now that the Democrats are in control. But it does provide insight into how the legislators think about crime, or in Virginia's case, actually, the relative lack thereof. You know, they're always saying that it's an epidemic. It happens every day. Well, the report in part read, our Commonwealth is one of the safest states in the nation. Our firearm mortality rate is below the national average. We have the fourth lowest violent crime rate in the country. And as Governor Northam proudly pointed out in a January press release, Virginia also has the lowest recidivism rate in the country. We've achieved this because of our brave men and women in law enforcement, a strong criminal justice system, and by enacting sound, evidence-based public policy through thoughtful legislative dialogue. In Virginia, apparently the 600,000 concealed carry holders, people with the permits, you know, they don't factor into this. They're completely absent in this report. Now, the points that they reference are valid, but the 600,000, I wonder how many, see, nationwide, we only have 920,000 sworn law enforcement officers, state, federal, and local. That's one for every 20,000 of us. Maybe that's gone up. It may be one for more than every 19,000 of us. Whatever it is, we know two things about police. Police will do everything they can. They get a really bad rap most of the time. And the Supreme Court has decided that they don't owe you, me, or anybody individually anything in the way of guaranteeing our safety. So then you have 600,000 people that probably outnumber the cops there, you know, by a factor of I don't know what. And that specter of the occupational hazard of being perforated if you commit a crime in Virginia, that looms large. So the question becomes, was that a deliberate omission, or did the Crime Commission not comprehend testimony by Amy Swearer of the Heritage Foundation about the vast numbers of defensive gun usages? In some ways, the review of the Virginia Beach killings was even more perplexing. The section titled Weapons obfuscated the legality of guns in the building where the killings occurred. It acknowledged that employees were prohibited from carrying guns even if they could lawfully carry anywhere else, but omitted the fact that citizens and visitors were not prohibited from carrying guns. So in other words, it was a gun-free zone for employees only at that time. And that section of the report continued. The attacker left Building 2 and retrieved his weapons from his parked vehicle on government property. He then shot two people in the parking lot and reentered the building and shot many of his coworkers. City of Virginia Beach has a firearms policy that prohibits possession of firearms in the workplace. The attacker's actions are one reason why such policies exist, as they are intended to reduce the risk of such attacks. Some employees suggested, however, that had they been allowed to have weapons in the workplace, they might have been able to limit the harm done in the attack. Many employers ban weapons in the workplace as a risk factor for violence. Some employers and employees believe that the availability of armed defense would limit such attacks. Notwithstanding this difference of opinion, it is a known correlation that most of the mass casualties in the workplace are caused by firearms. So their position on this is, if we allow you to carry a gun in here, you're going to snap like a rubber band and just shoot somebody over the fact that maybe you didn't get the bonus. And that's a bias. That's an inferred bias against armed employees. And there is excellent data that supports the ability of armed citizens in stopping a active rampage killer. And their analysis doesn't consider the deterrence effect of people carrying a gun. And the question should be asked, would this guy have attempted his attack if he thought his potential victims might be armed? And once again, research supports the finding that criminals fear armed potential victims more than law enforcement officers. And finally, it isn't linguistic quibbling to point out that casualties aren't caused by firearms. Casualties are caused by human beings wielding tools. And the report's usage confirms its hoplophobic bias. They have a bias against lawfully, responsibly armed citizens that is even more difficult to understand given the report's conclusion that the killer's actions leading up to these killings would not have led to identifying him as a risk of committing this type of act. Even the suggested human resource changes instituting an elaborate threat assessment team and protocol would not have mattered. The police did respond as rapidly as was humanly possible, and that was commended. The attack still went on for over 30 minutes. And given that concealed carry permit holders are less likely to commit offenses than law enforcement officers, it is wrong to support the gun-free zone for employees policy. That's a simple point, you know. And at some point, reality needs to be acknowledged. Because the nature of man has not changed. Evil exists. And gun-free zones enable evil. They needlessly endanger the lives of those who have no choice but to go into them frequently. Some of their recommendations would be prudent additional safeguards, but, you know, having the bad guy think that his target is not a soft target, having the bad guy believe that going in here is going to get him killed, that he's not going to be able to do what he wants, that is the ultimate safeguard. And by the mere fact that you were born, you have a God-given right to defend yourself. And these guys in Virginia, they're going to ignore that. They're going to ignore that. And the problem is, ignoring that, you do that at your own peril. But when you do it and you make other people have to ignore it as well, when it's coerced, well, you better put something in place. Because the only thing that's going to stop a lethal attack is going to be a lethal response. You got to disrupt that pattern. Time becomes the enemy in a rampage killing or a rampage shooting when you have nobody there to disrupt that pattern. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dan Perkins here for your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your veterans tip of the day.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the most dangerous realities of America today is the American people, especially this latest generation, the Zoomers. And Generation Z. Everybody here is blessed with unimaginable freedom and prosperity. How many, you know, when you talk about poverty here in America, you got to remember that you're talking about people that have a car, live in air conditioning, and probably have a tattoo. Which is not the same way poverty is looked at in the rest of the world. They probably eat. They may not, you know, live in a house that they own. it may not be the best of worlds, but I mean, unless you're homeless, in which case you probably live in downtown LA, you have unimaginable freedom and prosperity. And that's all due to the revolutionary idea of our founding fathers that rights are granted not by the government, but by God. And the dangerous reality is that most people today are disastrously uninformed as to what a natural right is and is not. Now, even as we sit in the bleachers and we watch things happening in Venezuela and Hong Kong, where oppressive socialist communist regimes beat, imprison, and kill their own citizens for peacefully protesting the already oppressive activity of those regimes, America is teeming with a bunch of foolish progressives demanding we turn to socialism to solve our problems, which in most cases are perceived and not actually real. We have plenty of real problems, without a doubt. But socialism is not going to be the way to go. Our Constitution established a list of negative rights. That's a thing that government is prohibited from depriving citizens of without due process. So the First Amendment protects the freedoms of religion, speech, the press, peaceful assembly, and petitioning government for redress of grievance. Second Amendment protects our right of self-defense. The Fourth, our right to personal property, and so on and so forth. And in each case, the right is protected simply by having government leave us alone. In fact, of all the rights protected by the Constitution, the only one requiring a positive action by another citizen is the right to a trial by a jury for which jurors are compensated. For the leftist Democrats, everything they want is a right. And what is it they want? They have long claimed health care and primary education and retirement security as human rights. Now we have calls for free college. They claim secondary education is a right as well. In fact, the list of, quote, rights declared by progressives is dizzying. They want paid vacation, paid maternity leave. They want paid contraception. They want paid high-speed internet. They want a living wage, affordable housing, EIEIO, etc., etc. Before he thankfully dropped out of the race, former Democrat presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke even declared that a short commute is a universal right, tweeting, Living close to work shouldn't be a luxury for the rich. It's a right for everyone. That's nothing new. You know, in the old days when you used to have a factory, there'd be a factory set up, and then they would build a village. They would call the factory the mill, and the village would be the mill village. And I visited a mill village all of my youth when my Aunt Maggie and my Uncle Ben lived in a mill village, a nice house. And they lived a very short commute to work. So this is nothing new, but it's ignoring one of the other things the left thinks is a thing. But we'll get to that in a minute. So if you take note of the fact that every single one of the progressives' rights requires the time, wealth, property, or intellect of another person, regardless of the recipient's ability to pay. And the last time I checked, compelling one person to work for the benefit of another, especially without compensation, is defined as slavery. In a speech last week at the Federalist Society's 2019 National Lawyer Convention, where they played on a big screen out front Shirley Blasey Ford's testimony about Kavanaugh, because he was there, Attorney General William Barr explained why this dichotomy puts conservatives at a distinct disadvantage when defending against the attacks of the left. He explained, "This highlights a basic disadvantage that conservatives have always had in contesting the political issues of the day. In any age, the so-called progressives treat politics as their religion. Their holy mission is to use the coercive power of the state to remake man and society in their own image, according to an abstract ideal of perfection. Whatever means they use are therefore justified by definition. They are a virtuous people pursuing a deific end. They're willing to use any means necessary to gain momentary advantage in achieving their end, regardless of collateral consequence and the systemic implication. They never ask whether the actions they take could be justified as general rule of conduct, equally applicable to all sides. Conservatives, on the other hand, do not seek an earthly paradise. We are interested in preserving over the long run the proper balance of freedom and order necessary for healthy development of natural civil society and individual human flourishing. That means we naturally test the property are the propriety and the wisdom of action under a rule of law standard. The essence of this standard is to ask what the overall impact on the society over the long run of the action we are taking or principle we are applying in a given circumstance. That is, would it be good for society over the long haul if this was done in all like circumstances? So any means necessary is actually a bit of an understatement. Over the last 3 years, we've witnessed the attempted coup to overturn an election, the whole time by progressive Democrats and deep state operatives to remove Trump. After all that failed, now they're going to try to impeach him over disagreements in foreign policy regarding Ukraine. Then there's the more militant, violent factions of the left like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. These groups have taken to the streets. They like to riot and drag people from their cars and beat them and assault elderly people and people in wheelchairs and viciously beat reporters. And it's a tragic irony that even as the leftists demand a cornucopia of new rights at taxpayer expense, they are actively and often violently suppressing actual enumerated constitutional rights. They always want to repeal the Second Amendment. Why do you think they want to do that? They suppress free speech through speech codes that constrain utterances to only those expressions approved by the PC mob. And when that fails, they turn to threats of violence and shouting down opponents and doxing and disrupting speeches and firebombing and physical violence. Ironically, and completely lacking in self-awareness, American progressives demand more government, even as they warn that the president is a despotic tyrant. If we want to have a stable, just society, we will not be able to survive this lawlessness and violence for very long. And you have to understand that if the rights of one are violated, the rights of all are violated. So, we cannot, if you consider yourself an American of goodwill, you can't stand idly by and allow the mob to crush those they oppose. You have to understand what it means to defend your rights, and you have to understand what it means to do that all the way. And the smart way is to do it the peaceful way, through the ballot box. Unfortunately, Antifa, in 2020, we're going to see. I'm very anxious to see what happens in 2020, simply because I don't know if they'll just stay in their regular enclaves. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Offering his own take on five long days of public hearings, President Donald Trump brushed off the impeachment inquiry as total nonsense and badmouthed a number of U.S. diplomats who testified to Congress about his Ukraine pressure campaign. In one breath, Trump said House Democrats looked like fools during the hearings on Capitol Hill. In another, he offered a window into his political strategy ahead of an expected House vote to impeach him. Trump had this to say about how the hearings have been going.
We had a tremendous week with the hoax, you know, the great hoax. They call it the impeachment. impeachment hoax. And that's really worked out incredibly well. And we have tremendous support. I don't think I've ever seen support in the Republican Party like we do right now.
In a 57-minute animated phone interview on Fox and Friends, Trump said he did not expect to be impeached. But he added, if the House did vote to impeach him, he would welcome a trial in the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Owners News Hour. How big a failure is New Zealand's mandatory buyback gun confiscation program? How's that working? Well, it's pretty big. It's a pretty big failure. The country's top cops are now being reduced to begging the nation's criminal gangs to turn in their firearms. Now, remember, this all came as a result of a rampage killing at Christ, something called Christ Church. And it was racially motivated. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's government rammed through an assaulty-looking gun ban and buyback scheme following that shooting. And with the amnesty drop-dead date of the buyback period now fast approaching, the New Zealanders, they're not lining up exactly to hand over their guns. Deputy Commissioner Mike Clement told stuff.co.nz. He warned that gangs, no questions were currently being asked, but after the December 20 deadline, there would be no guarantees. And he warned gangs, no questions. So, the problem here is that they know who the gangs are in New Zealand. And the gangs there have let it be known that they have no intention of turning anything in. Sonny Fatu, the president of the Waikato branch of the Mongrel Mob, said that while some members of the gang may have the illegal guns, they will not be handing them in as they are necessary for their protection. He told Stuff magazine, will gangs get rid of their weapons? No, because of who we are, we can't guarantee our own safety. And still, the police are approaching the gangs with their hat in their hand, apparently pleading with them to give up their gats. Earlier this month, Police Commissioner Mike Bush revealed 115 influential gang leaders had been identified, and police had spoken to 53 of them about how they were managing the gun amnesty. And that didn't work out very well because the patched members of the gang remain as they say, very reluctant. What a shocker. A few months ago, the buyback was trending at about 10% of the assumed number of firearms covered under the government's confiscation law. I say assumed simply because they don't know how many guns are there because they don't have a registry. That's also the fun part of it all. So if they manage to get up to 20% before the December 20th deadline, which the government has basically extended indefinitely, they'll be doing extremely well. And what they're doing with these guns is they're basically like the AR-15. They have a picture of an AR-15 here with a breech block in it, and somebody has hit it with something really big, heavy, and hard, and it has bent the fire control group and the upper receiver part of it to the degree that the weapon will no longer function. They've destroyed the weapon. That's what they're doing with them. So it seems that the Kiwi gun owners, like those everywhere, know that criminals have a stubborn tendency to ignore law. And gun control laws in particular. And which is why the New Zealand buyback was doomed from the start. That and the fact that with no gun registration, the government has no idea who owns what, making proactive door knock confiscation impossible. And the government's political opposition is letting it be known that Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's ambitious gun grab has been an unqualified fiasco. According to ACT leader David Seymour, it indicates quite clearly that the police realize the government buyback scheme isn't working, and they don't anticipate getting anywhere close to the lowest number of guns. They determined that they needed to send a signal to ordinary people that they would not seek to criminalize them by default. That message is clear. So, they have a permanent firearms amnesty in place in New Zealand. And that is an admission that they have failed. They failed for a whole bunch of reasons. But one of the reasons is that they never knew who had what. New Zealand doesn't have this kind of crime happen very often. It's sort of like Australia. Australia, before 1996 with the Dunblane shooting, they didn't have a whole lot of this either. And they haven't had a whole lot of it since then. It has nothing to do with what they did. It has more to do with the people of Australia. It has more to do with the people of New Zealand. So it has nothing to do with the laws that are in place because they didn't have this kind of thing happening before they did this. But it does happen. And when it does happen, we all sit back and we're all horrified by it. But that doesn't mean that you go after everybody who didn't commit a crime. And that's the failure of gun control. That's the problem with gun control. Gun control is the only set of laws out there that they know is only going to penalize people who haven't committed a crime. Believe it or not, leftists, there are people who will spend their whole lives never committing a crime. And getting out there and putting another, that, you know, recently here in the United States, the Attorney General has come out with something called Project Guardian, where he's saying we're going to actually just start enforcing the laws we have on the books when it comes to violence committed with a gun. Which, that's splendid, because they have a law in place. It's already illegal to kill people. So how many different ways do you have to make it illegal to kill people? Well, I can't kill them with an ice pick or a shovel or a gun or a knife or a car or a bomb or fire. I just can't kill people. That's just it. That's all there is to it. And it's, you know, using a deadly weapon. That's an objective phrase. A deadly weapon can be a claw hammer, or it can be a garden hoe, or it can be a stick, or it can be a fist or a foot. That can be a deadly weapon. Anything can be repurposed. That's the whole basis behind weapons in the martial arts. Most of the deadly weapons that you see in the, especially coming out of Japan and Okinawa, with the exception of the swords, are farm implements. Like the nunchuck, which everybody thinks is, you know, the Bruce Lee weapon of choice and the thing that everybody uses to beat on everybody else. That's actually a instrument used to separate the rice from the stalk. at a rice farm. Yeah. So, calling something a deadly weapon, a gun, is a defensive tool in the right hands. Just like a nunchuck, or a garden hoe, or a brick. In the right hands, it's a tool or an implement. And in the wrong hands, a jetliner can be a deadly weapon. In the wrong hands, a case cutter can be a deadly weapon. In the wrong hands, a rolled up magazine can be a deadly weapon. So what they're finding out in New Zealand is that when you, the old saying about when you criminalize guns, only criminals will have guns. That's exactly correct. Because the natural instinct of a human being is to be free. And they will claim that freedom. They will defy things that are not logical. Law that is not logical. Law that does not serve the natural order. The God-given rights. Law that doesn't take into account that they have to live with it as well as we. That's not law. That's tyranny. So, I have to, you know, I'm very pleased to see the New Zealanders, the Kiwis, sit there and say, nope, you're not getting our guns. That's a good wake-up call. And if anybody comes to you and says, well, you know, in New Zealand, as soon as this happened, they did exactly what needed to be done. This is exactly what needed to be done. You can simply very calmly look at them and say, well, they attempted to do it. But the cops know they can't do it because they don't know where the guns are. The government doesn't know where the guns are. And they now have an indefinite amnesty. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Here we go. Weekend is about to kick off. Officially. This is Gun Owners News Hour. If you've been watching the impeachment song and dance, the horse and pony, the dog and pony, whatever they call that nonsense, whatever cliche you want to use, just remember one thing. These are the people that want to disarm you, too. And part and parcel of this is the fake news media. They're the ones trying to convince you that Trump investigating the obvious and blatant corruption of the Biden family in Ukraine is a crime. But then every time they call a witness, and this is the stupidity of the left, one of their witnesses declared that Obama was the puppet dancing on the Putin string. That being Fiona Hill, she testified that Obama refused to give military aid to Ukraine, despite the fact that the interagency, the unelected wonks like Vindman, who think they, not Trump, should run foreign policy, said the U.S. should provide weapons to Ukraine to defend themselves against the Russian invasion. Hill testified that Obama refused to provide lethal aid to Ukraine so as not to upset Vladimir Putin. I don't really care how you cut that, but that's pretty clear evidence that it was Obama, not Trump, was in Putin's pocket. And her testimony also creates problems for the Democrats' impeachment narrative. After all, the elite policy wonks said the U.S. should arm Ukraine to help defeat Russia's invasion, but Obama said he wouldn't because that would make Putin mad. And given that Democrats are saying in the impeachment hearings that Trump temporarily not following the guidance of the interagency is an impeachable offense, clearly Obama's permanent rejection of the interagency guidance must also be a crime. I mean, I'm just following their logic here. What Republicans are doing is using the impeachment farce to shine a light on the many failings of the Democrats that the fake news media will not cover, including how the Democrats, not Republicans, have always been on Russia's side. So let's do some comparisons, shall we? I think that would be quite educational. To see who is really putting America first, we can compare Obama's deference to Putin to Trump's actions that have gone directly against Putin's interests, like providing weapons to Ukraine. Trump held the military aid up for a short while, only because of his concerns about corruption and the fact the Europeans should be providing more aid to Ukraine. And in that, prior to his phone conversation, we'd already sent them $250 million. Of the 391, which they got all together for the year. So unlike Obama, Trump did what Putin didn't want done and what the interagency wanted done. But this is not the only evidence that we have that Obama was dancing to Putin's tune. On March 2012, Obama told Russian President Dmitry Medvedev the following: on all of these issues, particularly on missile defense, this can be solved, but it's important for him to give me space. And what Putin did was he gave Obama space and didn't act aggressively during the 2012 campaign, which is why Obama was able to mock Mitt Romney for Romney's concern about Russian aggression. Why did Putin agree? Because Obama also told Medvedev that this is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility. And that's far from the only example of Obama doing Putin's bidding for political gain. Here's a few other things that Obama did that really helped Vladimir Putin. Number one, Obama reset our relationship with Russia, even though Russia continued to hold pieces of the country of Georgia that they had taken by force. That's a big one. That's a gigantic one. Why would we help Ukraine if we wouldn't help Georgia, right? Number two, Obama let a Russian company get control of 20% of U.S. uranium reserves. Number three, Obama canceled a missile defense system for Europe, which was designed to prevent Iran from being able to blackmail the EU because Putin didn't like it. Number four, Obama set up a deal with Iran, a Russian client in the Middle East, so Iran would be able to develop nuclear weapons once Obama was out of office. Number five, when the Russian client running Syria used chemical weapons against civilians, Obama did nothing despite having proclaimed that there would be a red line. Instead, he turned that problem over to the Russians, who we now know allowed their client to retain some chemical weapons. Now, let's compare this to what Trump has done. Number one, he got Germany to cancel a massive natural gas deal with Russia, which cost Putin billions. Number two, he got NATO to significantly increase defense spending. Number three, he increased sanctions on Iran to get them to stop nuclear weapon development. Number four, he bombed the Russian client's airspace in Syria in response to the Syrian government using chemical weapons against civilians. Number five, he significantly increased U.S. defense spending. Number six, he provided lethal aid to the Ukrainians to help them fight off the Russian invasion. Number seven, he's told Russia to get its troops out of Venezuela. Number eight, he's increased sanctions on Russian entities. Some of these are quite big items, too, by the way. Quite a big item. Allowing chemical weapons and nuclear proliferation amongst bad actors means that we will probably see these things used in some scope or way. And the part where NATO now has to pay... When I was stationed in Europe in the 1980s, we were paying more for NATO, for the defense of Europe, than all of Europe was paying. Just in training. I mean, we occasionally trained with the French and with the Germans and with the Turks and with whoever, with the British. But it was sporadic. I mean, I was in Europe for 3 years, and two of those years were spent in the field practicing to fight to defend the European landmass. But in about 6 months of those 2 years, I trained with Europe instead of just training in Europe. That was a big one. So we have this interesting pattern where Democrats accuse Trump of crimes that he isn't committing, but the Democrats are. Now, here's some examples of that. They accuse Trump of bribing Ukraine when, in fact, that's what Biden did. They accuse Trump of going on easy on Putin when, in fact, that's what Obama did. They accuse Trump of putting kids in cages when, in fact, that's what Obama did. They accuse Trump of financial crimes and profiting from his office when, in fact, that's what Hillary did. They accuse Trump of being racist when it's the Democrats who ignore the mass shooting of blacks in Chicago and deny black kids decent educations. The reality is simple. This whole story that Trump and the Republicans assault on the Russians is a big old lie. Since back in the old days when the leftists supported Hitler because he was allied with Russia, till the present, leftists have always supported Russia and said that it is a great place. And that changed only when the leftists thought Putin might have hurt Hillary, or more likely because they thought he'd be a good scapegoat to blame Hillary's loss on while attempting to convince you that Trump isn't really the president. So, While the fake news media isn't covering it right now, Fiona Hill's testimony shows that not only are the Democrats condemning Trump for something they said was great when Obama did it, but it was Obama and not Trump who did Putin's bidding in return for help getting elected. I tell you this only because there's this lack of conservative media outlets, and you need to help save America by telling people this little story here, this one I've given you. Because when the truth is out there, most people who vote for Democrats wouldn't do so. So the best thing that you can do, civically minded, if you wish to be, is flood the U.S. with truth. Because like the scripture says, the truth will set you free. And always remember, these are the people that want to be your masters. These are the things they do when they think you aren't watching. They're very good at projecting blame. They're really good at projecting fear. One of the reasons they don't like for you to have a gun is that they know that if they had a gun, they wouldn't be able to control their emotions enough to actually be safe with a weapon and handle it responsibly. That's why you always hear the blood in the streets nonsense. If you've ever wondered, with all the other examples of that not happening, why that we hear that all the time. So, pass that along, that little ditty I just gave you. The truth will set you free. And as for the rest of the weekend, remember this. Keep your head up, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.